Israel today withdrew troops from parts of the West Bank as U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni returned to the region. Zinni is to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders tomorrow as part of a four-day visit. He's returning at a time of comparative quiet, but his mission to secure a ceasefire remains difficult. In addition to the sharp differences between Israel and the Palestinians, there are conflicts within Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's coalition government. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The situation on the ground that greets General Zinni is much improved over the one he left just a few weeks ago. Scores of Palestinians and Israelis were killed during his first visit. When Zinni returned to Washington on December 15th, the Bush administration insisted that it was not giving up on its efforts. But yesterday, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said Secretary Colin Powell had set out a very limited agenda for the retired general's second trip.
The mission continues. The involvement of the United States, the involvement of General Zinni continues. At this stage, he's going out there to talk to them about practical formulas to move forward. And they don't come back and talk to the secretary.
The essential ingredients of those practical formulas have been known for some time. The plans hammered out by CIA head George Tenet and former Senator George Mitchell call for a reduction in violence, followed by a cooling-off period, and then confidence-building measures, such as a freeze on Israeli settlement activity and a loosening of the closures in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. The Israeli army says it is withdrawing troops from the West Bank cities of Jenin and Ramallah, although Palestinians say some troops remain in parts of Ramallah, not far from where Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has been confined to his compound for weeks. The partial withdrawal comes after a sharp decline in the number and severity of Palestinian attacks against Israelis. It also comes despite Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's stated refusal to negotiate under pressure. Sharon is clashing with his more moderate foreign minister, Shimon Peres. Sharon is still demanding 7 days of absolute quiet before talks resume, but Peres wants to see the U.S. envoy get to a ceasefire and beyond.
I think that General Zinni will try to deepen the process of ceasefire so we shall be able to continue from the point of an achieved ceasefire to the beginning of a political negotiation.
But some Israeli analysts now believe that Sharon has no interest in political talks at this point, which could only lead to him being forced to make the painful concessions he frequently talks about. They speculate that he'll use the current lull in violence to turn away from the Palestinian conflict and focus on domestic matters, such as Israel's budget crisis. The key hurdle blocking new talks is Sharon's demand for 7 days of quiet. Even with the current effort by Arafat's forces, there are several incidents each day. Palestinians say Sharon's demand is unreasonable, but Israeli Justice Minister Meir Shikrit says the government won't abandon it.
I don't think we should agree to any compromise on this matter. I don't think it's a very exaggerated demand from Israel that will be 7 days of total quiet. It's not exaggerated. If somebody wants to make peace with us, he should prove it right away. And we should not wait for another promises of Arafat to be broken.
Palestinians say Zinni's mission should be to force Sharon out of his defensive crouch and back to the negotiating table. Negotiator Saeb Erekat.
That is essential. We are out there to implement the Mitchell recommendations and not the Sharon's recommendations. Sharon's escalation on the ground and escalation in his impossible terms is an attempt to undermine Zinni's mission before it begins, actually.
Erekat says the situation wasn't helped by what he called Israel's shameful behavior yesterday when it arrested Palestinian human rights activist Mustafa Barghouti 2 times in 1 day. Barghouti, who lives in Ramallah, was arrested the first time for being in Arab East Jerusalem without a permit. After being detained for several hours, Barghouti was released at a checkpoint and promptly rearrested by border police. Barghouti says his knee was broken in a scuffle at the checkpoint. In another sign that Israel is not ending its military moves against the Palestinians, troops today seized 4 suspected Islamic Jihad militants in the West Bank city of Hebron. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.